I am really going to try not to cry this time. Normally when I get up here, I bust up into this ball of emotion and God just takes over and hopefully somebody gets something out of the midst of tears and crackling voices.
I got $5 on less than 60 seconds.
So I came up in a really hard time in the life of the Davises. This was just a little over a year and a half ago. And I shared a story about how we had... and for those of you who don't know me, by the way, I'm Marty. I used to be a farmer. I enjoyed farming. I thought that was where God wanted me to go. I thought that was what I was supposed to do. That's what my family was supposed to do. So we started farming, and the opportunity came up for us to buy this farm. And I was like, awesome, we're doing good. Let's invest everything we have in this farm. So we did. So we had some property. I was raising laying hens, doing beef, stuff like that. But all of our income really came from eggs and selling those throughout the state. It was fun. It was a lot of work. It was, you know, chickens need to be fed and watered 365 days a year. And we did that. Boy, we invested a lot into that. That opportunity came up. We invested besides what we had in our house. We drained our savings account to buy this. We're like, take this, God. Let's go down this road. I'm going to make it. So the farm was about 30 minutes away from where we live. I was working hard there till 7 o'clock one night. I locked everything up. Get a phone call 5 o'clock the next morning. Marty, you got to get down here. Chickens are dead everywhere. I'm like, oh, what's going on? Rush out of bed, run down, get down there. A couple of dogs had broken into our chicken coop. 900 chickens in one night. Everything we had one night. It was devastating for me, for my wife. For a little history on me, I've always tried so hard to make something. And I've always had God there with me, but I was the one that was pushing for this stuff. I was the one that was making these things happen. There you go, Gary. I think I made it past 60. So for me, the big thing was I was always trying to push to bring the security to my family that I didn't have growing up. So I worked so hard. I didn't give up. I put 12, 14, 16, 18 hour days in. I did what I had to do to try and provide for my family for something that I never had security when I was growing up. I had people I trusted in my life say, Marty, you gotta stop. You gotta slow down. You gotta let God take control. I'm like, psh, no. And my wife telling me, you gotta slow down. You gotta take time. No, I can do it. I can do it. I can push through this. And that, and it was working until that night. That changed me. What I had worked for got just one night just ripped away. 4 kids, not knowing what to do. Life savings gone. God had other plans. Sometimes it's hard when we get into these moments, when we get into these trials, when we push and push and try and make God do what we want Him to do. I was stubborn. I didn't listen to anybody. God knew that. And he just went ahead and said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and take care of this for you. I got something better. I couldn't see that. All I could see was what I was creating with my hard work. That was gone. One night. It's amazing how fast things can change. One night, all of a sudden, it's just, I was shocked. I got done. And in that morning, after we got done cleaning up my savings and piling it into a pile, because that's all we could do, that was on a Sunday morning. And I got faced with this choice at that time. I was like, you know, I want to crawl in a hole and I don't want to see anyone. But God's like, no. You go to church. You go be around these people. You have a story that I want to share. And it's going to be tough. It's going to suck for a little while. But I'm going to be there for you through that. And that is really hard to see when you're in the midst of those times, right? But he wanted me to show up, so I showed up. He wanted me to share, so I shared. And I busted down right up there, kind of like I'm doing right now, only it was a lot worse. But in that moment, I knew that this is a story, this is a salvation. This is something that people go through. People get stuff ripped away from them. People try and build things on their own. People go through times that are difficult, but in those times, you feel alone. You feel so just trapped. There's no way out. And God was like, this happened. There is going to be a way out. And I want you to share that with other people to say, you know what, in those midst of those trials and those triumphs and just everything that goes on, I'm going to be there. And I want you to show other people what I'm going to do through this. I want you to keep honest and real and open. Don't hide. Because if you hide it, then I'm not going to be able to bring the fullness that I have for you and your family. Which, it's hard to stand up here and talk to all you guys and cry. I'm a man, I'm not supposed to cry. So that gave us the time, the moment to that really gave me a time in life that I had never really had. I had nothing to do. That was all gone. I'm just sitting around like, what do we do? You know, I told the story. This congregation financially helped us through that time, which, I mean, I cannot sing praises enough for that. Somehow, I mean, we still were able to pay all of our bills somehow. I mean, we look and we're like, all right, let's try and do a budget. We went through Financial Peace University. All right, let's do our budget. All right, here's how much money we have to spend. How much money do we have coming in? Oh, zero. $0 coming in. Awesome. We have no money. I don't know, but every month it was there. Through all this, somehow, it was there. Work came up, side jobs, whatever. God always provided for us as he was putting us through this transition time. So I was broken by God. That me creating, doing, and pushing through, that all fell apart. Because I finally got to this point where I wish I could say that it was just one of those moments in time where I was like, ah, you know what? I'm just going to make the choice to let God take control. That wasn't the case for me. It had to be ripped away from me. And it had to come to a point where I was like, here's where you're at. You cannot do this alone. This is where I'm going to come in. This is where I'm going to... All of a sudden, I have had these plans for you for so long. Release. Just let go. And let me take control. For a proud guy, that's difficult. Hang on a sec here. I'm looking where I'm at. that is when this song, you know, that we just sang, says God will never let you down. I felt let down at that point. I did not believe those words. I felt like God had let me down. I felt like that I thought I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. But I had to keep singing those words. I had to keep saying those things. I had to keep knowing that God wasn't going to let my family down, that we were going to make it through this somehow. For however long it was going to take, we're going to get through this. And for the first time in my life, I did not have answers. People would ask me, what are you going to do? Most of the time was, we're going to leave it to God and see what happens. Because I have no idea. I was broken physically, financially. I was out. I didn't know what to do. And then I kind of started just moving. Because at some point after stuff like that, you just got to move. You got to do something. So we had gotten a little bit of money left. So we're like, okay, I've got all this experience in construction. I'm going to go try and be a home inspector. So we invested the last little bit we had into getting me through that class. And as I was going through it, I kept getting this work with my father-in-law and doing some construction stuff. And I got done with the class. And then I was like, I got done with it. We invested all this money in the class. And then I was like, oh, cool, we're to this point. And for some reason, the state lost my registration, and they couldn't find it. And they couldn't find who I was or how to get this all done. So it was just months down the road to finally get all this done. And then I had to get this other certification, and I was this random anomaly that they couldn't figure out how to get these things done. And it just kept getting pushed back and pushed back. And then this other opportunity with doing some construction stuff just kind of kept getting brighter and brighter. And I was moving irrigation one day on a pasture, and I'm sitting at this point where I can keep pushing on this home inspection thing because I finally had everything ready, or then I've got this other opportunity just kind of hanging here like, why is this even here? What is going on? You know, I thought we were on the right path again. And I always get stuck in these moments where we have a choice, and I always thought, if I make the wrong choice here, it's going to suck so bad, and I hate making the wrong choice. I'm trying to do the right thing for my family. And then just one day, I just, as clearly as I'm talking to you guys right now, God just was like, Marty, stop. Stop worrying. Stop complaining. Stop being concerned. Breathe. Understand that I'm here. You can make whatever choice you want in this situation. Doesn't matter. I'm going to be there with you guys, and this is going to be the moment where we take you from having to push, from having to work all the time, from having to make excuses to my wife to say, I'm trying. I can't do it. I'm trying. From breaking down and just being so physically and emotionally drained that I don't know what to do anymore. He said, stop. Stop all that. Make whatever choice you want to make here. I got you. I'm going to take care of you. So we blew caution to the wind, and I stopped. We had invested all this money again into something else. I stopped. I was like, okay. I had another desire that I wanted. I wanted to do this home inspection thing, but God's like, no, whatever choice you make, sure, you can do that. So I decided to go on and then go on with my father-in-law doing construction. And then all of a sudden, I sat down and had a conversation with him. And we solidified that. And then all of a sudden, all these jobs started pouring in the door. All of these houses started coming up. All of a sudden, they're like, hey, one of my desires back then, I did home design for a while. All of a sudden, hey, do you want to start doing home design for us? We got all these jobs coming in. Okay. I love doing home design. Sure, yeah, I'll do some of that again. And then this realization. All of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm just able to go to work and come home, and where my family's provided for. I don't have to stress out when I come home. I can just sit there and relax and enjoy being with my kids and my wife. I haven't been able to do this. What is this? And I didn't even realize it was happening. It just all of a sudden one day I sat back and I'm like, whoa, I have freedom. Freedom from all of the stress of having to make everything happen. God just brought that into our lives. He just was like, here you go. Why didn't you do this sooner? I've had this sitting here waiting for you this whole time. So then these other things started coming up that I hadn't even thought about before. I've had these dreams of this, you know, kind of ways that I would love to do home design and stuff, and I had given up on this dream 10 years ago. All of a sudden, my father-in-law comes in, hey, we're going to rent this space. What do you want to do in it? How do you want to make this look? How can we make this exactly what you want? How can we make those dreams that you had become a reality? I didn't ask for this. This is just, all of a sudden, all these things are just happening. Because the only reason this is happening is because I gave up control. I finally released that. Not that I wanted to. It was ripped from me. So I kind of had to. But I could have gone back and I could have started forcing things to happen again, but I didn't. I let God happen. And now all of a sudden these dreams that I thought were just fantasies are coming into our lives. These finances, this freedom, this relaxation and peace, and just being in God and being around my family and being able to enjoy life again started happening. For as long as I can remember, my life verse has been John 10:10. Hang on here, I'm going to pull that up. I'm going to read this out of the Message, so it's actually John 10:6-10. Jesus told this simple story, but they had no idea what he was talking about. So we try it again. I'll be explicit then. I am the gate for the sheep. All those others are up to no good. Sheep stealers, every one of them. But the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find a pasture. This is the part that hits with me. A thief is only there to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what I felt like in my life. I felt like everything had been stolen, killed, and destroyed in my life. But then there's the redemption of Christ. I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than ever dreamed of. That is the freedom that comes from giving up control and having freedom in Jesus Christ. This is, it hurts. I'm not saying that any of this stuff is easy. I'm not happy that this happened, but there is relief on the backside of it. So God wanted me to share that story a year and a half ago when I could barely talk, to let you guys know today that there is freedom in Jesus Christ. He has a plan and a purpose for our lives. All we have to do is just say, here you go. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but there is light at the end of that tunnel. And I know that I'm not the only person that has struggled with this problem. I'm not the only one that has said that I can do it. It's me, it's me, it's me. No, it's not. If we can just release that and give that to Christ, I'm telling you, you have no idea what he has in store for you, what he has in store for your family, what he has in store, not just for my family, but now my kids have got to live through this. They get to tell their kids. They get to say the day that Christ broke down these boundaries that have been plaguing the Davis family for generations. And you know what? All we had to do was release it and give up on our ego and give up on us trying to build something. My dad had a heart attack at 27 years old because he tried to do it himself. My grandpa lost everything he had because he tried to make it on his own. This is not just a me thing. This is a generational thing. God can break those generational ties. But we have to release to Him what is going on and give that up to Him. Through all of this, what I had to learn was that it's not me. It's God's faithfulness to me. It's God's desire for my family. It's what He really wants. And it is so much more than what we can ever think of. And that people have been telling me that for years. And I never believed it until everything got ripped away. And the rawness of God had to come to light, and we had to release and give that to Him. And then all of a sudden, I'm telling you, there is no freedom like the freedom in Christ. There is no peace like there is in giving up and knowing that God is going to be the one that's going to be there. He's going to be the one that's going to pull you through. He's going to be the one that is going to help get your bills paid and help get you through life. But we got to give that to Him. We have to surrender that to Him. That's all I have to say.
Let's go ahead and stand together. Marty, can you pray over us? Does anybody relate to that?
Amen.
Anybody want Marty to just pray? Yes, thank you. Lift your hands up if that's you. If you're standing next to somebody with their hand lifted, can you step next to them? And let's lift these people up. Marty, pray over us. Pray that we would go deeper with God that way. I love that.
God, this morning during worship, during prayer, God, we just pray that You would break down boundaries this morning, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that those would be the things that would happen this morning. That Your Holy Spirit would come down into this place, God. First off, we stand against the enemy. He is the thief that wants to come and kill and destroy and steal all of our passion, all of our love, all of our grace, all of our peace, God. You are all those things to us, though, Jesus. Right now, we stand against the enemy and we say no. We say no to that in Jesus' name. We say no to that. God, we pray that You would come down, Your Holy Spirit would come down into this place right now, God, that You would break those ties, You would break those boundaries. You would show people, You would show this congregation that freedom that only God, only You can provide, that peace that only You have this morning, Jesus. God, we just pray that You would just fill us this morning, God. You would be the You fill all those gaps, all those holes, God. Any place that Satan has a clutch in our lives right now, Jesus, we pray that would be bound up, that would be rejected in Your name. And God, that You would come down and You would fill those places up. You would fill those voids in Your name, Jesus. God, Your peace, Your love, God, is what is going to come into our lives this morning, Jesus. God, for those that are standing and that are saying, I can do it, I can do it. Realization, God. God, may You pull those blinders back and just show them Your brightness. Show them Your, just shed light on those situations in life that they are trying to take control of, God. Would You just say, hey, I'm here. Give that to me. Give that to me this morning and I will take it. It might hurt. It doesn't feel good when it gets ripped out, God. But it's what You have in store. It's what You fill those voids with that gives us that true life, that eternal life, God. You want us to live life abundantly, more than what we could ever dream of. That's what I pray for these people this morning, God, that You would bring that to light, more than they have ever dreamed of.
Couple scriptures for you, but I didn't have a story. But Marty had a story.
That's really good. And I'm just going to wrap this up with these two scriptures. Go ahead and sit down real quick. And it really dealt with the fact that God wants us to move forward. And it's hard to do that. It's really scary. And if we don't choose to follow Him and move forward, then we just lock ourselves in a box and try to protect ourselves. And I had a couple scriptures that I had been sitting on until today. Let me just give you a little bit of history real quick. We've had a really hard couple of years. I'm tired. I'm still tired. And I've noticed that I can preach about three Sundays, and then I'm giving you garbage. So I've been getting somebody to come in. John is working hard doing other stuff, so I've had Eric come in, or David Peach, or, you know, just other guys that give me a break, and then I can reboot. So I've been spending all week working on Easter, Palm Sunday, and I apparently forgot to tell David Peach he was on today, which is great. We didn't need him. He couldn't have done that. I know, that's way better. So, again, I just... That was awesome. Just on a personal note, I need you to do what you can do to follow the Lord and help each other, because I don't have as much as I used to. It's coming back, but I read about my surgery a few months ago, and that was a lot. I didn't know that. Anyway, but these are some scriptures the Lord gave me to meditate on that really align with the day. One of them was Psalm 31, 7 and 8, and it says, I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction. Dead chickens are good if you're at a barbecue. And I knew the anguish of your soul. Verse 8 says, you have not given me into the hands of the enemy. This is no matter what's going on, he has not given you into the hands of the enemy, but I have, this is David praying, you have set my feet in spacious places. He doesn't want you boxed in. He wants you out and about and receiving and taking you to the edges of the kingdom of God. And that's risky. The other scripture that lines up with this process of Him moving us into spacious places is Joshua 3. You ever read Joshua? It's Joshua leading the people of Israel out of the wilderness and into the promised land. So they have had one parting of the sea, Red Sea experience, to get into the wilderness area to escape their bondage, but they're still in the wilderness, all right? And now they're getting ready to move into the promised land, but they're up against the Jordan River at flood stage. And I've waded into a few flood stage rivers, you know, because on the top part they look okay, and when I get out there, there's a lot of hydraulic pressure that's trying to kill me when I'm fishing. So I've learned the hard way not to wade into these rivers. But God's saying, okay, here we are. The promised land is on the other side. This place of spaciousness is on the other side of this flooded river. And I want you to step into it. And usually what I do when I'm in that kind of situation is, instead of obeying God, and Marty, this you may relate to this, but I try to build a boat. Or build a bridge, or hire a helicopter. I'll walk miles and miles and miles up and down the river looking for a place to cross, instead of just doing what God said. And He says, grab the Ark of the Covenant, go with my presence, and get with my people, and step into the river, and get across, and I'll take you there. And the river rolled back. All the laws of physics, it didn't make sense. This is a supernatural God. If it made sense, you know, you'd be God. We wouldn't need God. But the reality of it was, is this very fearful and dangerous thing had to happen to be set free. And it required us to make that one step. Amen? And that's what Marty's talking about. That was really good. You got any more of that? you've always been such a bonehead. I mean, I don't know. Glad to see you doing so good with that. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for leading us where we're afraid to go, challenging us, Lord Jesus. God, we just trust you, Lord. We want to trust you. Help us when we don't trust you. Help us when you scare us. Help us when there are things that don't make sense to us to try to be obedient to move forward, God, and into those spacious places. I pray for blessing and spacious places in the lives of people here today, God. Bring refreshment, Lord Jesus. I pray for those that are ill here today that you would bring healing. I pray for those that are struggling in their relationships, Lord Jesus. Move there, God. I pray for those who feel distant from you. Move there, God. I pray for those who are needing resources. Move there, God. Lord, we just know that you have more than what we can design for ourselves. Lord, when we design it ourselves, it's so small compared to the spacious places you want us to be. Lord, I pray that you would pour that out, pour out the presence of your Holy Spirit and your love upon this group of people. In your name, Jesus, we pray as we step forward into this scary place. Amen? Amen. Let's stand up, worship together, and then we're going to eat cookies.